Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. If I sound a little froggy today, I feel great, but I did something to strain my voice, and Bill would probably tell you it was from screaming at him, but it wasn't. Anyway, we'll have a good show today. We've got Dr. Crozon's coming back to finish our discussion about alcohol, especially as it relates to college students and binge drinking and things like that. And then we're going to talk about dyslexia. So if you know somebody with dyslexia, real quick, let them know that they should listen because the topic is reversing dyslexia. Well, I want to announce the winners of the big contest that we had, where we have these wonderful gift boxes with products from our sponsors that are totaled. I mean, they were nice boxes to begin with. They were photo storage boxes that have in them $375 worth of products, really lovely products. And you can go on the website still and see what's in the boxes. So you'll know it's worth entering next time. If you didn't this time, you just go to the events page of HealthyByNatureShow.com or HBNShow.com, and then you'll see what was in there. But the winners are, drumroll please, should have asked for one, Kathy Kelly in Plano, Texas, Bernice Porter, Mansfield, Texas, Lorraine Stromberg from Taylor, Texas, and Patricia Keene from Dallas, Texas. So these, as it turns out, are all from different places in Texas. So we've decided today I have an extra book about dyslexia, reversing dyslexia. So we're going to give that away to the first person that really thinks they need a book on dyslexia that is from outside of Texas. So if you call in the show today or you send us an email from the website, we will give it away free. The number is 800-281-8255.
Live radio. That's about as fast as I can run from the control room into the studio and take over. Marty had a little voice strain, coughing attack, but we'll be back here shortly with our first guest, Dr. Janet Charzin, and stick with us. We'll be right back. This is the Healthy by Nature Show. I'm Andy Hopkins, just temporarily filling in for Marty Whittakin. Never fear, a little hot tea with some lemon will clear that voice up, and Marty will be right back, and we hope you will be too.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improves nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com or find them on Facebook.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers and packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact of what we encounter. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there's the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flushes them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Well, that was embarrassing. Whatever was causing that tickle in my throat grabbed a hold of my vocal cords and wouldn't let go. So, hopefully that won't happen again, but if it does, Andy will be on the alert. He will run in, and I will write out questions and give them to him to ask our next guest. If I had held up long enough there, I was going to tell you at the end of the show, I'm going to address the multivitamin nonsense that was in the news and hope that I could do full-time work combating that kind of nonsense. It's just silly. In September, we had Dr. Karzan on talking about her book, Alcohol, about social drinking and the cultural context that it's in, and invited her back because we didn't quite get enough time to talk about. We talked about the history and how virtually all cultures have a history of using alcohol for nourishment and for various kinds of ceremonial reasons and so on. But we got up to what's the situation in college today. She's a college professor at in the University of Pennsylvania and joins us again by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty.
Well, my what's going on with my throat today is not alcohol-related, fortunately, but let's just start with the context of what's going on in the United States today regarding alcohol.
Wow, big question there. What we find is that there is a polarization in drinking habits. So there's an increase in people who are abstaining. We've always been a nation that has had a higher abstention rate than most of the European nations, with the exception of the Scandinavian nations, those nations that have a sort of Calvinist Protestant background. But what we see is that those people who are drinking heavier and more heavily. And in fact, last week in The Economist, there was a very interesting article about that particular phenomenon happening in England and Scotland and Europe right now, where there's more people abstaining completely, but the people who are drinking are binging.
It sounds kind of like our political system.
Yes. Nothing in the middle.
What about colleges?
Well, colleges, I think for many students, part of the essential college experience is access to alcohol. I think probably those of us who went to college remember the frat parties, all of the freedom from parents. That's an essential part of kind of the identity of a college student. You cannot watch a film like Animal House and not realize that is creating a template in some ways for how people might behave while at college. Now, the truth is that we know from research at the University of Pennsylvania and many other universities that the vast majority of students do drink safely. Just like the population as a whole, there's a smaller percentage that tends to cause problems. But the vast majority are learning to drink appropriately and to do so in a way that's safe for themselves and others.
Well, how do you handle this in your classes? You're studying alcohol. I think you did some experiments.
Not so much experiments as, excuse me, sorry, I think it's catching.
It's catching on the radio.
Yeah. The course I taught at Penn for many years is what's known as a harm reduction course. And harm reduction is a public health idea that argues that you go to the person and meet them where they are. So you understand that somebody is using, and then your goal is not to keep them from using, to do abstention necessarily, to, you know, the great American pattern of you either do something or don't do something, but to say, how can you do this more safely? How can you learn to use this substance in a way that is not going to cause as many problems for you? And for alcohol, that's particularly appropriate because alcohol is a legal substance. You know, harm reduction is also applied to things like heroin use. But that I think, is philosophically a little murkier. But for alcohol use, it's out there. It's legal. We as adults, if we choose to be involved in any social situation in which drinking is occurring, need to know how to handle it. And so what my class did was we learned history, much as we've talked about here and a lot of what's in the book. We learned the history about alcohol. And then I had the students really, by learning this and by learning some cross-cultural aspects of drinking, really gave them an opportunity to think about their own drinking habits, to understand that there's a lot of variability. And maybe they came to college and learned that the only way to drink is to toss back 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 shots of tequila. Well, what if you learn that, you know, in France, people have wine with meals, and that's really all they do? That there's not the same drinking culture. How can you then modify your own behavior?
Well, I have a couple of articles. One says 10% of high school seniors are binge drinkers. And so maybe we're not getting on the front end of the curve if we are educating not until they get to college.
Oh, I think that there's that's a really important point. One of the things that always shocked me the most in my classes is I would ask the students every semester, how many of you had a talk about alcohol with your parents? How many of your parents initiated such a conversation? And maybe about half of them would raise their hands, and I would say, okay, well, what did the conversation consist of? And usually it was the do not drink conversation. Right. Just say no.
Right.
And I would say, okay, so how many of you had a parent who sat you down and said, okay, this is what alcohol does. These are the effects of alcohol. The harm reduction approach, I know that some parents use is, you know, if you get yourself in trouble, I'll call me and I'll pick you up. Don't ever get in a car. You know, teach you some of the techniques for dealing with alcohol use. What do you do if your friend is drinking and you don't want to drink? A 17-year-old isn't going to have those kinds of skills, those social skills to say, oh, I don't think so. It's often very, they're socially learning who they are. So what I found is that maybe one student out of a class of 30 every semester would have had a parent who sat down and talked about peer pressure, talked about negotiation, who talked about how to go to a party and perhaps not drink, or how to have one beer and nurse it all night, or do whatever it is that you need to do to make sure that you're safe. And that, I think, is really kind of appalling. And I understand that parents are reluctant to say, oh, my little Johnny is 16, and of course he's a good kid, he's not drinking. And when a parent says that to me, I always say, well, what did you do when you were 16? Oh, they say, oh. And so I think that there's a lot of self-delusion, that there's a lot of alcohol available in the high school environment. And I think that a just say no message to a 16-year-old is probably not terribly effective.
One trick that I recommend and use myself sometimes is making every other drink water or having a water alongside it.
Exactly. One of the things that I talk about in class is one of my techniques. I mean, I went to a Christmas party last night. Is sometimes I often choose not to drink at all, or you know, and I'll put whatever it is that people are drinking. I'll carry one of those glasses. You know, in college, it's a red plastic cup, a red Solo cup, and I'll fill it with glass or juice or something like that. I'll always have non-alcoholic options available at parties I throw. And this, I ask the students, you know, when you go to a party, are there non-alcoholic options? And they say, yeah, but they go away right away. And I think that's actually kind of positive, because that tells me that students are actually opting for non-alcoholic options. They're learning some of these techniques. But we, you know, we talk about that, is if you have a glass in your hand, somebody's not going to bother you. They're not going to know what's in it. You can put water in it. As long as you're socially fulfilling that role of having a glass in your hand, it looks like you're drinking with everyone else. No peer pressure.
Yeah, the worst case scenario is you go where there's somebody with a pitcher of margaritas coming around making, topping everybody off.
Exactly. And another thing we did in the class, which we took a look, there's a lot of apps that you can put on your phone that are available online that will calculate your BAC, your blood alcohol content. So you put in your weight, and you put in the number of drinks and what kind of drinks it is, and your phone will tell you what your BAC is. This is important, because once you've had a drink, you stop being able to necessarily read yourself.
Yeah, the first thing to go is your judgment. We'll be right back with Dr. Curzan. We're talking about alcohol.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well, but when bloating, cramps, and heartburn hit, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics offers a complete balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Indigestion, heartburn, bloating, and gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Once there, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics go to work improving the digestive pH, regaining bacterial balance, and correcting the root cause of discomfort. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Ever wonder if the vitamin pills you swallow actually dissolve? Good question. Don't guess about absorbing vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid. They've been shown to lower blood levels of homocysteine, a chemical that increases the risk of heart disease and many other degenerative conditions. Those Bs are also important for fertility and optimum brain function. 40% of adults are low in vitamin B12, and many seniors with memory problems are actually just B12 deficient. B12 shots are known to boost energy. But why not make life easy with no-shot sublingual Bs? These tiny, tasty little pellets dissolve instantly under your tongue, pass right into the bloodstream, and get to work building your health. No-shot Bs contain serious amounts of B6, B12, and folic acid, but only cost pennies a day.
Look for no-shot Bs at healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536. healthworksmart.com or call 877-673-2536.
How much cologne does Uncle Festus need? Would Messi's teacher really like that tray of cheese, salami, and tasteless crackers? This Christmas, give something everyone needs and can appreciate. The gift of better health. Who doesn't need to eat more fruits and vegetables and wouldn't appreciate a convenient, delicious way to get them? 1 ounce of Fruit of the Spirit is the equivalent of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. Even kids love it. Fruit of the Spirit is a natural anti-inflammatory, and so it helps with aches, pains, and inflammation. Boy, Uncle Festus sure needs that. fruit of the Spirit is the right size and color for every person on your list. Put a bottle in a festive wine gift bag as a lovely hostess gift. Our listeners receive a great discount, but enjoy even bigger savings when you buy in quantity. Click the Fruit of the Spirit logo on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. Or call 800-793-8830 to order. 800-793-8830. Again, 800-793-8830.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Nothing quite so inconvenient as a talk show host without a voice. Went into the break room during that break and could not find any bourbon and honey, so we'll just keep on trucking here. Dr. Curzon.
Hello?
Hi. You still there?
I am, yes.
Okay. She is the author of Alcohol, Social Drinking in Cultural Context. And before I go to my next clipping, I just recall when Bill and I went to Oktoberfest in Germany one year, quite a while back, tens of thousands of people drinking beer. We saw no fights. We saw only one guy out of all of those that had so much that he threw up. They were just having a great time, and the beer steins were ginormous, and there were little booths that had where you could get a shot of schnapps. What's going on there? Why is that so different? If you had the same thing in the U.S., I think there would be bedlam.
As an anthropologist, I think a lot of that comes down to how we're socialized to drink. So I've never been to Oktoberfest in Germany, but I did go to the equivalent in Salzburg a few years ago, and there was a big tent, and there were pretzels and chicken being sold, and of course enormous liters and half liters of beer. And there were Oompah bands, and this was all to benefit the cathedral in Salzburg. And it was absolutely wonderful. There were a few people who were rather happy, but no one obnoxious. But the thing that was interesting is whole families were there. And people they weren't chugging their beer. Now, the gestures that we use when we drink or when we do really anything in life are learned. So how frequently you lift your glass is a learned cultural response. And there's been some fascinating studies that show that people drink in unison, even blind people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they can't see each other, but, you know, they're hearing something. And so if your friend lifts the glass to his or her lips, you're probably going to do the same. We mirror each other as social beings. And so if your culture says that what you do is you toss back a bunch of tequila real fast and that's how you drink, then that's what you're going to do. You're going to consider it normal. Well, what I saw in Salzburg were whole families sitting at tables. There was an Oompah band. People were getting up and dancing. I saw parents drinking in front of children. I saw teenagers drinking. I didn't see any intoxication, really. I mean, as I said, a few people looked a little happy, but there was nothing that was the kind of widespread drinking that we might see in a Friday night on a street in England or United States. So I think that has to do with cultural learning. What's appropriate?
I think you have a wonderful excuse to party around the world. Next it will be Rio. What's going on down there with the Mardi Gras type thing? Well, this other article is Drunkorexia Hits College Campuses, about getting kind of a perfect storm of anorexia, bulimia, but also kind of combining drinking in there and maybe substituting alcohol for food. Is that something that you're seeing as well?
There is, yes. And once again, I don't think anybody should think that this sort of thing is widespread. But I have certainly heard a number of times that some, particularly women, will say that you either drink one day or you eat one day, but you don't do both if you don't want to gain weight. Now, obviously, if you're drinking, if you have an eating disorder, and that is an eating disorder, if you have an eating disorder and you haven't eaten all day and you have a few beers, you're going to be drunk, very drunk.
And malnourished.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So this, and once again, this has to do with the perception of the calorie load in beer, which is considerable, which in the past was very good for us when we were agrarian and had to plow and farm and do a lot of labor that required more caloric intake than we currently probably need as desk jockeys. This, once again, this is a learned pattern. And it's tied to the fact that so much of social identity for students has to do with being social in a party context.
I'm still just fascinated by the mirroring of that. If we are conscious of that, that probably would reinforce the idea of having water, so that maybe you're a two-fisted drinker, one, and every time the cups go up, you alternate.
Exactly. And, in fact, once you're aware of that, and that's part of that harm reduction training, once you're aware of those cues, those subtle cues, you can regulate your own behavior.
Let's talk for a minute here about addiction. How do you see people progressing from social drinking because it's the party thing to do to true addiction?
Right. Well, I think it's important to recognize that alcohol is a kind of equal opportunity addictive agent. In other words, alcohol is a very complex protein. It does a lot of things in the brain and the body. It hits a lot of pleasure points. And it operates, as an opioid almost. I mean, there's a lot of things it does in the brain. So we often think that, oh, this kind of person or that kind of person can become an alcoholic, but other people can't. And that's simply not true. Probably the only people who really are not likely to, if they have too much, okay, and that's the big if there, there are some people who alcohol makes them vomit, if they have a sort of natural inborn antabuse relationship. But by and large, like anything, cigarettes are enormously addictive. Once people get in the habit of having something and become dependent upon it, an addiction can follow. And there's different kinds of dependencies. There's psychological dependency that is not a physical addiction. So if you feel like you can't go to a party without having a couple of drinks because you're shy, well, you might not be addicted, but you're psychologically conditioned to feel that you need the alcohol.
When you said that they vomit, it reminded me of that silly phrase about in Russia, they drink so much vodka until they vomit.
Yeah.
Anyway, in closing, what advice would you have for parents, particularly in states where they have legalized marijuana or in the process of doing it, the same kinds of the same kind of conversation, just a different substance?
Absolutely. And in fact, I would encourage parents to talk to their children about alcohol, not to make it a big do not do and woo, adults do that, because that's just telling them, oh, go do this. This makes you an adult. But really honest conversations about the effects of alcohol. You know, if you have a shot, it does this to you. If you have three shots, it'll probably do this to you. You need to understand this. Because I don't think students really understand that. Young people, they don't see the consequences. In Animal House, you see John Belushi do an entire bottle of bourbon. Well, if someone
and not end up dead, which is probably what would happen to most people.
Exactly. So there's not a lot of consequences. So I think parents need to talk with students, their children, about consequences more than anything else.
Which means they really need to educate themselves better, and I can't think of a better place to start than your book, Alcohol, Social Drinking and Cultural Context. Janet Farzan. It's been, again, quite a pleasure. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and you're a blessing to your students.
Thank you so much, Marty. This has been a lot of fun, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Be safe.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back and talk about dyslexia. And I have some dyslexic days. I want to know what that's about, so please stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Do I sound a bit like Goldilocks when I talk about my mattress? It's not too firm, not too soft. It's just right. I don't toss and turn like I used to on our expensive pillow top mattress. When I snuggle into my Kairos lumbar mattress, I'm comforted to know that it's good for my back, hypoallergenic, and free of toxic chemicals, often found in the leading brands of memory foam, which may have Asian components. Kairos lumbar is 100% American-made. And it's cool because of its open-cell technology and innovative fibers that wick moisture and breathe. Kairos lumbar mattresses are up to 50% less expensive and are delivered free right to your home. They're even made fresh to order so they aren't aging in a warehouse collecting dust. For details, call 888-958-2008 and tell them Marty sent you. Or visit the products page of hbnshow.com, 888-958-2008, or at the products page of hbnshow.com.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
You know what has helped my comeback here the most? One thing they did have in the break room was apple cider vinegar, of all things. So, anyway, I thought that was worth a try. Dr. Phyllis Books, B-O-O-K-S, has a master's degree from the University of North Texas and a doctorate in chiropractic from Parker University in Dallas. She's also a certified clinical nutritionist, so we have met up at some of the conferences for that. She heads up the Books Family Health Center in Austin, Texas, and is the author of a new book, Reversing Dyslexia, Improving Learning and Behavior Without Drugs. And then there's one other little subtitle, Your Guide to Helping Children Recover Self-Esteem, Retrain Their Brains, and Reclaim Their Ability to Learn. Sounds like a pretty impressive goal. Good morning, Dr. Books.
Good morning, Marty. Nice to hear your voice this morning.
Such as it is.
Such as it is. I heard it's a little precarious this morning.
Yeah, weird. And yet, Andy and I talked all the way into the studio from Plano, and, you know, there's been no problem until the mic got turned on. And who knows what that's about.
Well, he told me to just pitch in if necessary. So I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'll help you with whatever I can with your voice this morning.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is actually a radio guest dream. The host shuts up. So if you hear me starting to croak, then jump right in and do what
Great.
You can.
Great.
So let's start with a definition, because not everybody knows what dyslexia is.
Okay. Well, this is part of the problem. I say the definition of dyslexia is actually shows dyslexia at its best, and that is there really is no good verbal definition of dyslexia. It varies from institution to institution, but the always included is it's a most people consider it a problem with words, and from lexia. Lexia comes from the idea of words. And dys meaning not so good. So there's some problem with the words. And what I find is it's a very complex problem, which eventually shows up in the words. So it's the other part that is often, I mean, always considered with dyslexia is that it's a permanent condition. And that is based on an old paradigm, but my definition is quite different. I say that it's a neurologically based temporary issue, which can show up in reading, writing, math, a lot of things, but it also shows up a lot in behavioral areas and focus and coordination issues. And it's really like a syndrome because the symptoms can vary from day to day. And one day a child will be able to do something, and the next moment or 5 minutes later the next day, all of a sudden he doesn't have access to the information. And the teacher says, "No, I saw you do this yesterday. I know you can do this. Sit down and do your work." But honestly, Johnny can't. It's not because he doesn't want to. It's because there's a neurological glitch going on in the brain.
I find this very interesting because on a personal level, I'm a pretty good typist. But some days, I have an inordinate number of times where I have to go back and change something because I reversed two letters. Is that part of the global definition?
Well, you know, well the way people often think of dyslexia is juxtaposing or reversing letters and numbers. That's the common way. And I think everybody is dyslexic or does just what you're talking about when they're really tired. You know, that for most people that happens when they're tired. Their speech gets a little jumbled or their typing gets a little jumbled because they're fatigued. But for a dyslexic person, their brain is fatigued most of the time because it's have to do extraordinary amounts of work to do what other people do with great ease.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
This is totally off this topic, but
it happens.
You know, maybe is somehow connected. The scotopic screening, I'm probably pronouncing it correctly.
No, it's that Erlin method of where they do the glasses, where it's a form of dyslexia in where the words jump around across the page. So the words don't sit still. And so what Erlin came up with was this colored glasses. And the colors may change from time to time, but when they put a certain color in front of the words, the eyes slow down. So actually, that the way I work with children, it works a lot with color as well. And so many times, policemen will come in, not that they're dyslexic, but they're colorblind. But you can't be colorblind and be on the police force because you have to know red and green.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, right. So this actually, when we work on the rods and cones behind the eye, there's something in the way that when I'm working with children, it clears up that colorblindness. Or sometimes people are more... their color acuity is stronger in one eye than the other. So there is something with the color and the refraction period or the vibration, the way the eye sees the word on the page that's affected by color and frequency.
Well, I thought of that when you said that struggling to do the same amount of work is more tiring because it's just harder. And I, on a whim one time, I had that screening done along with somebody else, and I found that if I put a blue piece of it's just plastic
like
blue
saran,
filter over
like
over a page, it was much less tiring to read. So
mm-hmm.
But we're going to have to go back to you actually reverse color blindness? Or do these policemen get help with that problem?
Yeah, yeah. They love it because it actually, we're working, so much of what I do works around the eyes. And the eyes, you know, we say call them the window of the soul, but they're neurologically extremely important. We have 12 cranial nerves in our in the head, and four of them are devoted to the eyes. So they get a big, they get a lot of real estate there because they're really important. So the way the eyes actually work is very involved with dyslexia because only 6% of what we see is truly what we see. 94% is what we interpret, what the brain has to do. So if you can clean up that information with the rods and the cones, the actual ability to see colors actually changes. The brain just has access to the information it was supposed to have all the time.
That is truly fascinating. I do realize that a lot of sight and a lot of hearing is done in the brain. And so if there's a wiring issue, it may be more, it's not that there's anything inferior about the eye itself. It's the connection, the communication to the brain that needs to be, or the way the brain deals with that information.
Exactly. When I do, I have developed this theory, or my protocol is called Books Neural Therapy. And what I'm doing is working on the neurological and structural glitches. And it's like I'm going to go in and clean up the hard drive. So that's the wiring on the inside. It's like sometimes the wiring just went to the wrong place, or it's close but not quite. And so you can actually go in and change the signals the way they go to different parts of the brain.
I think it would be lovely if some of our listeners asked the questions and we didn't depend on my voice today. 800-281-8255. And we'll talk about what kinds of things you do that actually reverses dyslexia and, much to my surprise, colorblindness. Never thought about that before. I think that's very exciting news. We'll be right back with Dr. Phyllis Books, author of Reversing Dyslexia. She's a practitioner in the Austin, Texas area, so lucky listeners down there. You can we'll find out what her website is when we come back. I don't have it in front of me for some reason. We'll be right back.
Life can get complicated. Now there's a way to help your brain figure it out. Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctor's Best. Natural Brain Enhancers is a combination of two nutrients which occur naturally in the brain and complement each other to support virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, or glycerol phosphocholine, and PS, or phosphatidylserine, are vital phospholipids, known for their benefits and safety of use for many years, and have more than 30 double-blind trials. GPC has been shown to support brain attention, memory, and other higher brain functions, collectively called cognition. PS is best known for its support of memory, mood, and stress management. Natural Brain Enhancers is a potent combination of GPC and PS, formulated to help the working human brain attain optimal adaptability to manage life's challenges. The name says it all, Natural Brain Enhancers from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whitaker, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all the subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536 today.
We're back to Straight Talk with our special guest, Count Dracula. Count, what's up with your dislike of garlic? Don't you know it's vital to overall health?
Darling, I worry about the bad breath.
Not with kyolic-aged garlic extract. It's tasteless and odorless. It enhances your immune system
and improves circulation. It's great for your heart, too.
Kyolic helps my heart? How?
Recent UCLA medical research demonstrates that Kyolic supports healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels, while also slowing plaque formation in the arteries.
I am centuries old, but I could always use a few more wonderful years.
The secret's out to living longer and healthier. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit kyolic.com, KYOLIC.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Dr. Book's website is drphyllisbooks.com, but as always, there's a link in this week's newsletter and in next week's newsletter. And you might want to, especially if you're anywhere in the Austin area, or we'll find out even remote from that, there's a special I see when I called up her website of between here and December 31st, there's a special, so there's probably a reason to do it now rather than after all the gifts are wrapped. So, Dr. Books, I want to get to the therapies, but I think first two other pieces of background information. The theory of neuroplasticity we've been hearing about somewhat in the news, and the idea that there are people that are right brain dominant and left brain dominant, is that, is there something to that?
Oh, yes. Both of those are good topics, and I'll take them one by one. The first one is about the neuroplasticity. That's the really exciting thing that I think gives incredible and realistic hope to parents or to people of any age who've been suffering with dyslexia. Because the old paradigm, what we learned in medical school, hundreds of years, was that once the brain is developed, it's fixed. It stays that way. And it only atrophies as we get older or get Alzheimer's or something. But in the last 10 or 20 years, there's been an incredible surge in brain research. They're calling the brain the last frontier. And so we have lots of fancier ways of figuring out what's going on inside the brain. And what they've discovered is that the brain is very plastic, which means it can change every day until you die. And for people with dyslexia, that's an incredibly important fact to believe. Not just to believe, but there's so much science behind it now that says just because you were dyslexic doesn't mean you have to stay dyslexic, because the brain can rewire itself. And now we've got proof. You've got scientific proof with fMRIs and qEEGs. You can look at people before and then after they've had therapies, and the brain changes. So that's neuroplasticity. It's fabulous, and I think it's a real boost for anybody with any kind of learning or behavior challenge to know that just because you've had it doesn't mean you have to have it. You have to wear it, like a tag around the inside of your shirt forever and ever. It's changeable.
And the right brain, left brain.
And the right brain, left brain. There are three or four movies that have come out, documentaries in the last year or two, about dyslexia and how many prominent, business people and very successful people are dyslexic. Because they're partly is their right brain, and partly is their determination, and partly because they've learned to accept failure, or just because you didn't do well at something doesn't mean you're a mistake. You just have to approach something in a different way. And so right brain people see the whole picture. They see the big approach to something. And our school systems are pretty much based on left brain, which is logical, linear, sequential learning. So if you're a left brain learner, you're going to sail through school pretty easily. If you're right brain and you're very artistic and you see patterns and you see shapes, you can be very successful in life, but you may not get good grades in school.
Yeah, algebra may not be your thing.
Right. Well, actually, algebra gets in there because it's starting to see shapes and patterns. And geometry sometimes works well because it's a different part. But dyslexic kids will be, and they can do fine in math until you give them word problems. where they have to then take the words and turn them into numbers, and that's where they get hung up.
So the therapies, what types of things do you do? You have a cap with electrodes on it you stick on their head, or is it done with biofeedback? Or
a lot of times I include, in the book, when I'm talking about reversing dyslexia, there's a whole chapter on all the different therapies that are available if you have children with these kind of issues. And so there are lots of therapies. Some of them come in primarily through the eyes, and some use primarily the ears as the entry point, and some use the body, because all of these senses and body parts are involved with dyslexia. My personal favorite, of course, is the way I develop, because what I do is a really integrated approach. So because I'm a clinical nutritionist, as you are, I pay a lot of attention to nutrition and neurotransmitters, how the brain chemistry is actually functioning. And I'm going to look at heavy metals or mineral imbalances to see how that's affecting the brain. And I'm going to do sensory work so that the physical body, the signals are connecting in the correct way. And I'm going to do just neurological work. So what it looks and feels like to the child, it looks like acupressure, or the kids think they're getting a little massage.
Cool.
So it's a very gentle, hands-on way of taking that information from neuroscience and actually applying it to the human body, to the body and brain, so that it can create new circuits and new pathways. And so it's just this beautiful, gentle way of helping kids of any age.
Well, and as you pointed out, we're all to some extent dyslexic. So
absolutely.
It seems like it would be a benefit to all of us. The book is Reversing Dyslexia, Improving Learning and Behavior Without Drugs. Dr. Phyllis Books, her website is drphyllisbooks.com. And I really enjoyed having you with us, and I'll look forward to seeing you at the next Clinical Nutrition Conference.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, Marty.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And listeners, with any luck, I will be back after this break. I want to talk about the news that, oh, now all of a sudden multivitamins aren't useful. So please stay with us.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well, but when bloating, cramps, and heartburn hit, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics offers a complete balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Indigestion, heartburn, bloating, and gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of discomfort. Once there, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics go to work improving the digestive pH, regaining bacterial balance, and correcting the root cause of discomfort. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
How much cologne does Uncle Festus need? Would Messy's teacher really like that tray of cheese, salami, and tasteless crackers? This Christmas, give something everyone needs and can appreciate. The gift of better health. Who doesn't need to eat more fruits and vegetables and wouldn't appreciate a convenient, delicious way to get them? 1 ounce of Fruit of the Spirit is the equivalent of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. Even kids love it. Fruit of the Spirit is a natural anti-inflammatory, and so it helps with aches, pains, and inflammation. Boy, Uncle Festus sure needs that. Fruit of the Spirit is the right size and color for every person on your list. Put a bottle in a festive wine gift bag as a lovely hostess gift. Our listeners receive a great discount, but enjoy even bigger savings when you buy in quantity. Click the Fruit of the Spirit logo on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. Or call 800-793-8830 to order. 800-793-8830. Again, 800-793-8830.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50 and your body could be producing 35% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Dr. Books does have programs that will be helpful even for people that can't come to her practice. So do go to the website. I invited her to give me some information to put in next week's newsletter. And don't forget, if you do not live in Texas and you want a copy of this book, the first email or phone call we get from somebody in another state, since all of the grand prizes were won by Texans, we figured we'd give some of you in other states a chance. We are giving away one of her books for free. This nonsense with my voice, I'm sure that indulging in some nasty holiday food is probably somewhere behind it, but really set off last night when I was at the last minute printing off our Christmas newsletter and the envelopes in my office filled with the fumes, and then we've done an about face from very humid to very dry weather, and who knows anyway. I apologize again for starting the show off in such a rocky manner. I really do feel just fine. The thing in the news, and this, I really could make a full-time job of fighting these crazy stories that appear where there's an entire body of evidence that something is good, and then there's one study that kind of says the reverse, and then that's the one that gets the headlines. For example, here's a good story I never saw on the news. 30% fewer deaths among women with invasive breast cancer if they were taking a multivitamin. Those are big numbers, and this was a large study of almost, like 7,700 women. A big study, the Women's Health Initiative, in 40 clinical sites across the United States. Very good news. Doesn't get publicized. What gets publicized is something like an editorial, and who knows what kind of conflicts of interest, whether the people who write the editorial just happen to really be fond of drug companies that pay them consulting fees or what the deal is. But they commented on some studies that were flawed in many ways. They were talking about something used over 12 years not having an effect, when Harvard nutritionist Walter Willett said it takes 18 years. Some of the vitamins used, poorly formulated, weak doses, not balanced, missing key nutrients. The studies even conceded that they didn't raise the blood levels of things like vitamin E, C, selenium, or zinc. And so it could be argued that there was, even they said this, it could be argued that there really is no data on vitamin for women. And another example, they had like 400 units of vitamin D. The Vitamin D Council says it takes 4,000. So if you only put in 10% of what it takes to show benefit, no, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. So just please keep reading the newsletter. I'll try to arm you with the facts so that you can help your friends and family make sense of all this and not do something rash like giving up their multivitamin. Just get a good one, a really good one.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Watching red carpet events on TV, it's amusing but also a little sad to see stars no longer look like themselves because of bad facelifts. Apparently, no one told them that they can look younger naturally. EasyLift, a remarkable handheld device from Avazia, tones and tightens. It helps rejuvenate the face by gently stimulating the skin's production of collagen and elastin. EasyLift works using the same safe and effective technology as other Avazia devices used by doctors and professional athletes. Improvement is noticeable after the very first treatment, and it lasts. The more you use it, the better you look. And doesn't that make you feel younger? Achieve the look of smoother, tighter skin and a fuller face without the worry and ongoing expense of Botox, filler injections, or surgery. To watch an EasyLift video, click the Avazia link on the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com.
Look for the EasyLift information and helpful links on the products page of HBNShow.com or call 877-262-7843. That's the products page, or call 877-262-7843.